Front Page Dramas presents The Queen of Assassins, a dramatization of a feature news story of the same name to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly. It is written by the well-known foreign correspondent, Alfred Tiernauer, recognized authority on Balkan affairs. His story clears up the mystery of the collapse of the splendid Yugoslav army last spring. Once again, it was a fifth column, but this time, the deadliest fifth column Hitler ever had. Incidentally, it was not one of his creations. It was handed to him on a blood-stained platter by a tubercular little school teacher named Mencia Carnicio, who also bears the title Queen of the Macedonian Assassins. She is the principal character in our story, and we find her in a doctor's office in the city of Salonika.
I am afraid, young woman, you have waited too long. Much too long for me to be of any service to you now.
There is no hope.
Yes, I think I can offer you a little. Your tuberculosis is in the advanced stage, but there are two specialists in Vienna who might take your case and prolong your life a little. But as for a permanent cure, I'm afraid the disease is far too advanced.
The specialists are very extensive, I suppose.
Well, yes, rather. They are internationally famous specialists, and naturally their fees and treatments do cost quite a large sum. I don't suppose you have a great deal of money.
My parents left me a little legacy which I did not touch. And I've worked hard as a teacher and saved quite a little. Altogether, I haven't.
Then my advice to you is leave for Vienna at once. In your condition, every minute is precious.
I will take your advice, Doctor. I will leave for Vienna, but not to see your famous specialist.
Oh?
I'm not going to waste either my precious money or time on them. I'm going to a good dressmaker and a beauty parlor and have all the things I denied myself. Then I'll have one last fling at life.
I beg your pardon, but aren't you Mencia Carnicio?
Yes, that's right.
Then don't you remember me? I'm Peter Mencia. You taught me history.
Yes, of course. Now let me think. You were the rebellious one.
That's right. But your best pupil and staunchest admirer when it came to Macedonian history.
Yes, yes, I remember now. But what are you doing here in Vienna?
Carrying on the fight for Macedonian independence. There are a great many of us here working for the cause. All of us banished from the land of our birth.
Oh, that's splendid. Splendid, Peter. Keep up the good fight.
But you, Mencia Carnicio, you're ill. How selfish of me to keep you standing here. Let me take your arm. Our club is just around the corner. Let me take you there. It's a nice, cozy spot, and you can rest. Enjoy a little wine.
Well, thank you, Peter, but I'm all right. But I would like to meet those loyal friends of Macedonian independence.
Then come along. Now, at once. We'll find them at the club. It's only a few steps.
And so, brother patriots, I propose for membership in Internal Macedonian Revolutionary Organization, Mencia Carnicio, who, although she firmly disciplined us with the ruler, strap, and cane, she instilled in us her dream of an independent Macedonia. She burned into our heads and hearts the tragedy of our people for 2,000 years, ground under the heel of Turks, Serbs, Greeks, and Bulgars. She made us hunger for the day when our people would be free from tyranny and live in peace in an independent Macedonia with Salonika as its capital. What is your answer? Will you accept Mencia Carnicio in the membership?
Fellow patriots, I am honored to be accepted by your membership. I came to Vienna to have one last wild fling at life. But now I've found something useful to dedicate the remaining days of my life to. The sacred cause of freedom. I am at your service. Give me your orders. Think not of danger or death. I will fulfill them to the letter.
Thank you, Mencia Carnicio. Unfortunately, the task at hand is the elimination of the greatest enemy to the freedom of our homeland, the fat little fop Todor Panica. He must die.
Then let me be the one to kill him.
No!
Mencia, let me explain. Todor Panica is powerful, always surrounded by ruthless bodyguards. You couldn't even get near him. Besides, you're not the type of woman to appeal to him, to win his confidence and thereby elude his bodyguard.
Well, let me try. I will buy myself glamorous Parisian clothes, go to the best beauty consultants in Vienna, and let them work the miracle of transformation. Then I can pose as a student of the university, a student interested in Macedonian history. I will try to secure an interview, to get his ideas, flatter him. Well, don't stand there gaping as you used to when standing before the class at school. Come, Peter, tell me, how do I look?
Ravishing, devastating. Mencia, it's almost unbelievable. Why, you're wonderful.
That's enough. I don't want you to fall in love with me. Well, tonight's the fatal night. There's a blow to be struck for freedom.
But how did you accomplish it all in such a short time?
The clothes, the beauty treatment. my eyes. Oh, Peter, I worship him with my eyes and sly flattery. The same old system, as old as time itself. He thinks I'm one of his adoring followers.
And what is the program for tonight?
Dinner at a gay cafe, then the theater. I've promised to go to his apartment for supper and drinks afterwards. But needless to say, it will be all over before that. Hand me that automatic pistol. Be careful, it's loaded.
There. You're going to shoot him tonight.
And so, my little pigeon, how are you enjoying yourself? You like to play?
It's all so wonderful. And so are you, Toto.
Well, your little hand trembles. You are very emotional, my love. That is good. Very good. I am impatient.
Am I? Very impatient. More than you ever dreamed, Toto.
Have patience, my little lovebird. It will soon be over. You see, the lights are being dimmed. We're in the dark again. See the footlights come up? Watch the curtains.
Yes, yes. Yes! Yes, to the traitor!
Mencia Canisio, you have been accused and found guilty on a charge of deliberate and premeditated murder. The penalty is death. However, because of the extenuating circumstances in this case, both the state prosecution and your counsel have pleaded for mercy on your behalf. We therefore forego the death sentence. Order, order in the court. On the advice and pleas of the medical authorities active in the trial, I am also going to forego any prison sentence.
Order!
If there is any further disorder, I shall clear the court. To proceed, the eminent physicians who have been in attendance upon you during the trial inform me that you will be dead in less than 2 months. Therefore, it is the sentence of this court that you will be banished from the state and returned to your native land of Macedonia to live out the remaining days of your life.
Do you hear that? We're almost at the border. Ivan Mikhailov, our great leader, and his followers will be waiting for you.
Welcome home, Mencia Canisiu, Joan of Arc of Macedonian independence. Ah, Peter Menchikles, you of the faithful, welcome.
Thank you, Ivan Mikhailov. I deeply regret our great patriot cannot come forth to greet you. As you see, she lies there upon the stretcher, too weak to move. She's near death, Ivan.
Oh, no, she shall not die. I shall see to that. We will proceed at once to Pegasus in the mountains. And there, with loving care, her health shall be restored. And she will live on to inspire our followers.
And now, Doctor, what is this great surprise you have for me?
You must be patient, Ivan. Miracles, slow in process, have come to pass. And you will be the first to witness it. Stand where you are, Ivan. Your wife is quite capable of walking over to you.
You see, Ivan, my love, I'm strong and well again.
Wonderful. Wonderful. A miracle indeed.
A miracle of love, Ivan. A miracle you yourself were responsible for. When you brought her to us, she was hopeless.
That's right, Ivan. You were my inspiration. You were the man who embodied all my dreams. And when you proposed to me and later married me, I knew I would get well.
That is the truth, Ivan. Love sometimes performs miracles. This is one of them. Lesions in her lungs are all healed, and she has completely recovered. We kept back the news of her recovery until we were sure. And then we decided to surprise her.
And now she can leave. Come home with me today.
Certainly, my love. I'm all dressed, packed, and ready to go.
Oh, you've come back into our world at a bad time, Mencia, my love. For once again, war threatens to wreck all we've done toward building an independent Macedonian state.
Never fear, Ivan. I've heard the news. I've read a great deal and carefully studied our problems. And I think I've found the answer. Come, let us go home and I will tell you about it.
My name is Alfred Chernow of the International News Service, madam. I made this journey hoping you would be gracious enough to grant me an interview.
I will be glad to, Mr. Chernow, especially if it concerns my cause.
It does, madam, very deeply. To be brief, I have received confidential information that you recently paid a visit to Herr Hitler at Breakfast Garden and promised him that your organization would destroy Yugoslavian resistance in 3 days whenever he was ready to strike.
I will neither confirm nor deny such a statement so preposterous. What would be my object?
To gain a promise from Herr Hitler that he, in return for your support, would grant independence to Macedonia.
And if such a thing were possible, would it not be a fair exchange?
What makes you think, on the face of his record, Herr Hitler would keep his promise? And if he didn't, do you think the Germans would be any kinder rulers than your present ones?
So you think I'm blind and cannot see what you are able to see? After all, why not? A very important man feels the same way about me, I'm glad to say.
Then am I to understand that you do not really prefer the Germans to the Yugoslavians?
Of course not. The Germans are the worst rulers in the world. In fact, they cannot rule, only devour.
It seems to me, though, you're acting like the frogs in Aesop's fable, who dispose of their king frog for a devouring king stork.
Exactly. And I think it's safe to tell you why. Often the best way to deceive the world is to tell the truth, which is something Herr Hitler has not yet discovered.
I agree with you there, madam.
The reason for our seeming folly is policy. We've learned at last not to see around the corner of the future.
In other words, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Exactly. Today we deal with today's enemies of Macedonia, without a thought of tomorrow. And then tomorrow we will take a fresh start and deal with the enemies of tomorrow. Right now, the devil himself would be a welcome ally in Macedonia's war of liberation.
Finally, war came to the Balkans. The Germans struck at Yugoslavia's strongest point. In the wild mountains of South Serbia, where the defenders should have held out for a month at least, a surprise even more incredible than the collapse of France occurred. The Nazi forces had to squeeze through mountain passes, every foot of which had been mined. On rumbled the Nazi tanks to what should have been certain doom. Faithful watchers threw switches, but nothing happened. Not a mine exploded. Yugoslavian munition dumps were blown up by unseen hands. Communication lines were sabotaged. Every little detail ordered and performed by Mencia Carnicio and her assassins. For full details of this amazing story, read Alfred Tiernauer's dramatic article, Queen of Assassins, in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. If you like romance and adventure and unusual situations in exotic surroundings, you'll enjoy the absorbing serial Pathway to Paradise by Maisie Greig, one of the most popular novelists of the day. Don't miss the first installment in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. Dramas present A Child is Born, the dramatization of a real true life story from My Battle Against Our Deadly Dope Racket by Dr. Arthur Leroux, president of the American Narcotics Defense Association. This very vital educational feature appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. A conservative estimate placed the cost of crime to the citizens of this nation at $18 billion last year. One-third to one-half of that staggering sum can be directly charged to the dope racket whose principal traffic is the deadly drug, morphine. Now listen to the story of one of its victims, beautiful Julia Kay, once the toast of Broadway, married to a millionaire, her future assured, until she became an addict to morphine. She finally came to Dr. Leroux's office with her tragic story.
And so because of your unfortunate...